Simico, Bill Henry.
Well, welcome. Yeah, it's good to be with you here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're back here on live radio here across the thing. I was about to say across the fruited plain, you know.
Why didn't you say that, Rush Limbaugh?
Well, that's why I didn't say it, because Rush Limbaugh says it. You don't have to have the thing up.
Yeah, well, they're on hold, and they're waiting.
Yeah, that's great. We'll get to them in just a sec. We have Dean Wheeler and Amarelda Wheeler, who will join us in a moment. Because we're going to talk about what occurred at this Tony Robbins coal walk or fire walk over the weekend. Not really as to what happened at the Tony Robbins event, but we are going to discuss these kinds of new age, if you will, events or these new age gatherings, the worst of which, I guess, was the thing in Arizona where people were in a large simulated Native American sweat lodge, and you heard the story. Some of them wound up dying, and others got very, very sick, and it was completely, it was just unacceptable and could have been avoided, and I obviously it's the kind of thing where you'd laugh at if it wasn't so tragic, because it's a bunch these Americans of Western European descent, and all of a sudden everybody wants to go native. And I personally, like I said, if it wasn't so tragic, I find it a little laughable. But we're going to talk with Dean Wheeler and Amarelda Wheeler here in a moment. Our number is 877-876-7445. And by the way, this is no disrespect intended to anybody that does that. You know, Bud, because I was telling you.
Yeah, you say you went on a Tony Robbins. Over to Tony Robbins' house, or not his house, but...
No, man, you went on his resort, right?
I went to Tony Robbins' resort in Fiji, and I'm going to tell you something, man. I've never been to a more beautiful place in my life. In my life.
Yeah, but that's only on account of Fiji.
Well, you know, there's a point there, but I got to tell you, the actual resort hotel itself was... It was unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like it before in my life. It was the most beautiful place, and it was, you know. So anyway,
no, must have been nice having that kind of money and everything.
No. You want me to tell you a story? Well, just let me get into this, will you? Because I didn't spend a dime, and the reason why I didn't spend a dime is because I was put off by the operator that I dealt with when I was trying to make the reservation, and I complained all the way up the chain. To, I think, the second in command to Tony Robbins. And...
You're kidding.
No. And they said, Mr. Henry, because we were going to Fiji anyway, I was going to stay at that Jacques Cousteau resort, which was also fantastic. And, by the way, if any of you people are listening, certainly the advertising dollars would be... I'm kidding.
Man, I don't think this is all plugola.
I'm not getting paid anything. I'm not even going to... I'll finish this later. I'm finishing it later, bud. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is online at philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can watch our live-streaming video cast of our show tonight, tomorrow night, the night after, any night that we're on the air, live. And you can not only watch that, you can watch the video archives on demand. And very soon, oh, man.
When's that going to happen, man?
Let me just tell you, very, very soon, I talked to Greg today. Let me, you know, folks, you got to understand something. There, you know, it's a world that you just don't know. In order to make Flash Media compatible with Apple, I know there's people out there saying, oh, it's real easy, man. All you have to do, all you have to do is lay out, oh, I don't, something in the low to mid five figures. Well, sure, all you have to do. And also, for the money that we're paying, I want to make sure that we've got a good vendor. And we were dealing with a jackball, and Greg very wisely said, you know what, take your company and what you're offering. We don't want to deal with you. Thank you and good night. And so we're dealing with some other people, and they seem to really have their act together. However, having said all that, folks, we will be available on demand for your Apple products, your iPhone, and your iPad very, very soon. We are, of course, on demand right now, available on all of your droids and PCs, et cetera, so on and so forth. PhilHenryShow.com. All right, Dean Wheeler and on the line with us. And Dean is at the resort, which is, you have the Northern California Holistic Center, Dean.
Yes.
And, but this is not, is this in conjunction with the Holistic Center?
The Holistic Center, which is located on our property in Novato, California, is the central place, I suppose. I don't want to use the word ashram, but it is a place of learning, and I do a great deal of the teaching there because I have immersed this myself in this.
What are the teachings?
Well, I don't. They're not teachings per se. I mean, you can be any religion. We teach mind control of the mind. We teach control of the body. We teach meditation.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you do that.
Yes, meditation. We teach
yoga.
We do have yoga classes. We have relaxation classes, and we also have these specialized classes and seminars in control of one's senses, in control of one's body. And that's what I think Tony Robbins was trying to do and didn't do it well. And I'm second to none in my admiration for Tony, but I think in my line of work, like any other line of work, there's a saying that a lot of you people in your business will use, which is something along the lines of, move over, let the big dogs eat.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, in the world of New Age teachings and trainings, there are the big dogs, and while Tony Robbins is a great motivational speaker, I think he needs to move over and let Dean Wheeler, eat. Or I'm not. I don't want it to sound like I'm eating grass.
No. I understand. But you. So are you well known in this?
Well, I think so. We teach people the same kinds of techniques.
All right. Now, what happened at the Tony Robbins event? To be very, just to cut through it, was what?
Well, what happened was these people, I don't believe, were trained very properly in the focusing of the mind so that you are drawing away from the senses and the nerve endings literally, physiologically, it's the shape of the body or...
Physiognomy?
Say that again, Phil. Write that down and write it. Say it again.
I'm sorry, it's physiognomy? Is that the word you're looking for?
I think it's physiognomy, Emma.
Stand with it right there, but I'm not going to stand.
Okay. So, yeah, physiognomy. Geez, that's a hard word. But it means the physical characteristics of the human body. So what we do is we teach drawing that away. Tony Robbins should have. But he did not do it properly, and what happened was the people that were walking on these coals wound up losing their concentration. The mind went back to literally the heat, and they wound up having the flesh burned, and there were terrible, it was a terrible thing for people. They heard screaming, and you can imagine the agonizing screams of a man who's having his feet burned to the bone. And
to the bone? Is that...
Well, I don't know if that was it, but I have to tell you, Phil, when I heard this, and I wanted to get on the phone and I wanted to call Tony, and I wanted to say to him, what are you doing?
And now, you know him well enough to call him?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. And
he's talking.
I'm telling him, Emeralda. Emeralda is going to be joining our... the Hopi ceremony that we're going to have a little bit here in a moment, Phil, that I'm going to demonstrate.
Now, my understanding is you also teach a mind over matter. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. And it's not, to say I also teach a mind over matter is like saying, it's almost like saying, I understand you flew like the Wright brothers, too. Let me tell you something. Only in that case, I would be the Wright brothers, because I think when you compare Tony's technique, which is a simple mantra. He uses a mantra, and what is the mantra? It's I don't know what it is. Let's say it's mambo mambo or something. I think it's okay, so it's like, and you have to chant the mantra. I don't know what it is, but let's say it's mambo, you go mambo, 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 and that's not the right one, though, is it?
No, chant mambo, mom. You're not supposed to have hard consonants in it. It's got to be balloon, balloon, balloon. It's more of an extended.
Okay, I got that. All right. So it's more of an extended vowel. Balloon, baloo, baloo, baloo. But mambo, mambo, the hard consonant is against, it just goes against everything that the universe, in terms of vibration, it goes against everything. You can, with the wrong mantras, Phil, because all creation is vibration, and with the wrong mantra, you're going to, I don't know.
What's your brother?
Well, my brother, we were using a mantra that we shouldn't have used. It was something like mambo, mambo, and it had the hard time. We were mambo, mambo, mambo. And my brother ruptured a testicle playing basketball outside. I know it wasn't my fault directly, but I also know...
Your brother ruptured a testicle?
Yeah. He was playing basketball outside, was chasing the ball, leapt, and landed spread eagle on a brick wall. And we were inside misusing a vibratory source. I think it was da-do... Dadu, dabubuni, something, the babuni, bae. And that hard consonant, my brother Wayne went spread eagle onto a brick wall and screamed. Oh, God, I still remember it. So,
all right, hold on, Dean, because I want to hear. Dean Wheeler also teaches a mind over matter technique. And we're going to hear what he teaches and where he thinks Tony Robbins went wrong. Well, you heard him. He said Tony Robbins just doesn't know how to teach these kinds of things. And that's why people were being burned, he said, seared down to the bone. I didn't hear anything like that. 877-876-7445, 877-876. Phil will be back, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Why don't you get the Indians?
Are they here?
Yeah, the Indians are here.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back. Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda, from the Northern California Holistic Center. Tony Robbins, who is one of the most well-known and highly regarded motivational speakers, motivational teachers in the world, was holding an event at one of his schools or places of meditation or resorts or spas or I don't know.
Well, Phil, a lot of times they're called retreats. We have our retreat, we have our man camp. We have three different retreats. We have our man camp, we have couples camp, and then we have the fulfillment. And fulfillment is really it's everyone together, all of the members of our ashram, but they... On that one weekend, you dissolve, meaning you don't acknowledge any relationship. To give you an example, Emeralda knows this. On the I forget what I call it. What's the name of man camp, couple camp?
Unification.
I guess it's the unification.
That's what I think you said. Unification. Yeah. You don't remember?
Yes, I remember. It's the unification. You know, I remember, but you have to understand, the unification on that weekend, we disavow knowledge of our other. And Emeralda is my other, and we will walk past each other during the unification weekend and not even acknowledge each other. And it worked out. There's a lot of things I could tell you about it. I don't want to tell him about that. No, I don't want you to.
What are you hiding here?
We don't hide anything, so.
There was a rape. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Phil, there was a rape. And I didn't press charges, Phil, but Dean had come into my room, and this was our unification weekend, and Dean had come into my room. And it was on our unification weekend.
Right.
You've already said that.
Shut up, Dean, and let me finish, because you're
you're harsh in my butt. I mean,
you don't say that. God, tell me that. You don't say harsh in my butt.
I will say what I want. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, and I don't want fighting over telephones. There's an awful lot of that that happens on this show.
Mr. Andy doesn't want fighting over telephones.
I heard. You don't give me direct. Can I have that?
No, you may not.
May I have it?
No, you may not.
Give him the phone, will you, Emeralda?
Yeah.
Hold on. Dean, I don't want fighting over phones. I just told her.
I am not fighting over a phone, and I would appreciate it if you have something to say to me, you say it to me directly. I've been the guest on your show, not her. How many times have I been on your show? Well, you don't have to answer that, Phil. Hundreds and thousands, a lot of times. She hasn't been your guest. So if you have something to say to me, I'd appreciate it.
All right, but Dean, I'm here, and understand...
I know you're there. Wow, he's there.
Is that right?
Yeah, Phil, we know you're there.
I'm here, and I hadn't finished my sentence.
All right.
I'm here, and please be mindful of the fact that you are representing your school, your system of beliefs, your mind over matter teaching.
It's not called your mind over matter teaching. It is called the benevolence. It's called mastering, and it's painful, and it can injure you, and it can even leave you crippled. But you will be an enlightened being when you leave our camp.
It'll leave you crippled? It'll...
Yes, I thought that might get your attention.
Oh, Dean, you're really sounding petty.
All right, Dean, and I have to agree with you. You're sounding petty.
I don't like this whispering between you and Emeralda.
There's no whispering. I'm on the radio talking to you and talking to her. Now, she said that you raped her?
It was during the unification weekend. I hope, Emeralda, that you're happy.
Dean, honey.
Don't honey me. It was during the unification weekend where we're not allowed to acknowledge each other. And I went into her hut, and I had, I was lonely, and I...
Oh, they got into my cat.
Here they are now. Would you tell them not to do that right now?
We have to start the ceremony.
All right, but I want to finish. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, do you have to go?
No, I don't have to go. No. The Hopis have started the ceremony, but what I'm saying is, do you call that rape? I said I can't take it anymore.
Yes, I do. And so let's not talk about it anymore. You're going to have to deal with that on some other, in another dimension.
Oh, is that right? Now you're making fun of my beliefs?
Well, I want to get to the mind over matter thing that you're talking about.
It is called the mastery. And it came from masturbation. Can I tell him? Jesus. Take the phone. I don't care.
Phil, he's going to be fine. He just has been a very stressful for Dean because we had signed up some 60 couples and only about 4 couples have showed up. So that's 2 times 4, right?
Yeah.
All right, 2 times 4 is 8. And I had table settings for 120. So it's pretty pathetic. But you know something? We're free. We are loving it. We're learning the mastery. We feel everything we feel. I feel it. And,
my brother Wayne felt it, too.
That was your fault, Dean, for the wrong mantra.
I'm better now, Phil. I'm sorry. It was not... And again, she's right. I'm being emotional. The mastery is simply this. When you walk across the molten steel... It's not molten steel, but it's heated to almost the point of melting. They are spikes. You walk across these white-hot steel spikes. It sounds daunting, doesn't it?
It sounds impossible.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm going to demonstrate it for you now. And I'm going to show you, Phil, this is far more difficult.
You're showing me.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't cheerlead me, okay?
You're showing, honey.
Don't cheerlead me.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, you will walk the spikes?
Yes, it's called walking the steel, and it is part of the mastery.
Masturbation.
I've never hit a woman in my, not since I got out of jail, I've never hit a woman. And I may do it tonight.
No, you will not do it tonight because I'll call the police if you do. 877-876-7445. We'll be back as Dean Wheeler walks the steel. A mind over matter, mind over whatever, you know, new age deal that Tony Robbins was trying this weekend, and his people wind up burning their feet. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I have to get, oh, please, oh, please.
Phil Henry Show.
Oh, welcome back. Phil Henry Show here. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to join Dean and Emeralda Wheeler. They are in Northern California, Novato. And this is what you call walking the steel. Dean, you are doing this, I don't know what you would call it, a ritual?
It is, we call it an asana, Phil.
What is that again?
It is called an asana, and
asana?
No, it's called A-S-A-N-A. In yoga, these are postures, Phil, and these are positions that, and I don't mean that in the sense that a lot of your listeners might, some of the young people you have listening want to think of it in terms of a sexual, this is about, what do you call it,
In Tantra yoga, it's sexual.
Yes, I know, but this isn't Tantra yoga. This isn't even yoga. I just called it an asana because I need to get... I'm going to walk the steel, Phil.
All right, describe what you're about to walk over.
It is a... It's like a metal carpet, if you will, only it's made of steel, and steel spikes. There are heating coils underneath it that have heated the metal... to the temperature of near molten metal. Now, I don't know the exact Fahrenheit or Celsius of that, but I am given to understand by Pete Vendell and his brother Jason, who have the electrical, there are a couple of electrical contractors who set the coils up. And isn't that right, Pete?
Yeah, it's pretty hot, you know.
But, I mean, what's the temperature?
The what?
What's the temperature of the...
Well, it's not important.
No, what's the temperature, Pete?
I mean, it's pretty hot, you know.
Yeah, you said that already. Oh, boy. All right. Emeralda, you're gonna need to back away from me tonight, honey, because you've already got me.
You really, really need to lighten up, you know.
No, honey, you do. You do, honey.
The temperature, I can look at the temperature you want it.
No, I don't need the temperature.
Tell the guy we don't need the temperature.
Mr. Henry doesn't need it.
I got it. I go to the truck. Hey, Jason, go to the truck and get... My brother went into the truck. He's going to get out the thermostat.
I don't give a you-know-what. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, we're burning daylight here.
You're what?
We just want to get this moving.
All right. I am now going to walk the steel. Emeralda, would you please take, and again, Phil, this is done naked, so my loincloth I'm removing, my under thing, which is it is a holistic term, I suppose in the layman sense it's called a jock strap, if you will, or a cup, but it's called the under thing. It is dropped from, you don't push it down, you spread your legs and allow it to drop. If it doesn't drop, then... It's the wrong size, really, but you can't touch it.
I don't know any of that. I just want to hear you...
Well, these are all very... Why did they stop?
You got to hit it, okay? One, two, and a one, two, go. Come on.
Why'd you stop?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't ever want to hear them stop, okay? Because I'm donating what we're giving to their reservation and to the tribal council, that entire elk...
I am thin.
I am donating an elk, Phil, to the Hopi Council of Novato.
An elk? E-L-K?
Yes, a full elk. And I brought it to the Hopi Council with a very festive and ritualistic air. I had put on... Well, I don't want to get into it. I tried to put on what I thought a tribal chieftain in Celtic lands would wear.
Okay, and you were interacting with the tribal chieftains of the indigenous North Americans?
Yes, otherwise known as Indians. Get a load of him, will you? You don't have to get all that fancy, Phil. All right.
Okay, fine. Then why don't we call you, instead of Celtic, we'll just say you Irish guys.
No, because that's offensive. All right, let me just do this. All right, I have dropped my loincloth. I have dropped my underthing. Hey, are you going to be nude? Because I don't want to look at it, you know. I beg your pardon. You guys can go home, okay? Would you get out of here? I still got the electrical contractors here.
I bet you want to know the temperature on, but I can do it.
Yeah, my brother went and got the... I don't want to talk to them. Get them out of here, please.
Boy, I'll pay you later, okay?
Okay. Jesus. You're nude enough, man.
Yes, I'm getting naked. You're staring at my rear end. I'm not doing it.
No, that's part of the job, though.
Okay, you know...
I'm on the radio on the Phil Hendry Show. On the Phil Hendry Show, okay? Okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Oh, boy. All right, Phil, I'm ready to go. I am looking at the heated steel. These coils are heated to a temperature... I don't even want to think about it. It will, if I allow myself to think of the heat coming from the coils and the spikes, I will impale myself on these spikes. But if I remain focused and if I remain absolutely fixated on the third eye and the medulla oblongata and the trajectory between the two, you're good. I'm good. You know.
You're good.
Why? If there's a term for it.
Samadhi.
What?
I don't know, man. Nirvana, samadhi.
Yeah, that's super consciousness. Yeah, okay. Boy, get you. All right, here we go. All right, tell them to cool it now. You know.
Boy, you can cool it.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. So I'm about to begin the cool it. Will you, guys? Thanks. What's that?
I need to tip them.
You gotta tip them. I have to tip the singer, this guy.
You gotta tip him.
Yeah, I gotta tip him, or he'll leave. Are you guys leaving?
I am not stay.
Why not?
Well, you have to tip if I'm going to look at your
scrotilia.
The scrotilia.
And
okay, I can't have that on the air.
Would you guys watch your language?
Sorry. No stay. No look at white man. Walk across spike. Everything hanging down halfway to knee. You look like, wow, look like some old, just saggy Frenchman. Don't you have sandals?
I beg your pardon?
Don't you wear sandals?
Do I wear sandals? Why do you say that?
Are you French people?
I'm not French, okay? I'm not French.
What is with these guys? Pay them off. Give them the tip.
All right, okay. Will you pay them?
My purse is in the house.
Make it snappy.
Don't... Will you, come on.
Excuse me. Don't tell my wife to make it snappy, okay? Don't do that.
White man, no tell me.
Oh, knock it off, will you, Cochise? God, this guy's going through the holes. The guy thinks he's on Tonka.
No, me no, whatever.
All right, Phil, here I go.
No, don't do it yet. I want to see it.
Oh, God.
Boy, this is really starting to irritate me.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. All I did, I'm doing everything right. I dropped the under thing, my loincloth. Oh, and the plug. And
the plug?
Yes. No, it's not sexual. Why does everything have to be filthy with you? Everything has to be filthy with you. I'm getting sick of it. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm just...
Boy, you, buddy, you know, whatever it is you're about to embark on, I hope it chills you out.
It's going to chill me out, yeah. Just as soon as... Did you tip him?
Here's your money, guys.
Oh, good. Thank you. Look at that. Ulysses S. Grant.
Why?
All right, hit it. 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. Go, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a bad jam.
Did you guys just...
Okay, could Dean...
Yeah, I got it. And now, Phil, I will begin my walk across the steel... whatever the hell it's called, I forget now. I'm so thrown off.
Are you sure you're in the right frame of mind?
Yes, I'm in the right frame of mind. Here I go, Phil. I'll do my mantra, which is, again, you cannot have the hard consonants. My mantra, as you know, Phil, is balloon, balloon, balloon.
Are you, it's balloon?
No, it's not balloon. It's balloon, balloon. It's not balloon like a kid's balloon. It's a word that it sounds like balloon. I mean, if you go to China, they have a word over there. They have the word two-bit whore. But do you know what it means?
No.
Dove. That's Chinese. Two-bit whore. When you say two-bit whore, it's a dove. You see?
I was in China. I never heard that.
Oh, really? Well, I guess you just didn't hear anybody talking about a dove. God. All right, I will now begin. I'm going to walk across the hot steel by focusing my mind, and I'm going to make Tony Robbins. I hope you're listening, Tony, because this is how you do it. And I'll tell you one other thing, Tony, before I step onto this hot steel, you should have been walking across those coals with those people. And it really angers me, Tony. It angers me, and you know that I respect you, but that you could not go across the coals with those people. But here I go. Ow, 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 God. Oh.
I don't think you know.
Ow, ow, I did it.
You did not do it.
Yes, I did, I did it. I didn't make any noise, did I?
Yes, you did.
What?
Yes, you did.
Will you shut up? You know what? I'm going to... I just slapped her. I'm sorry.
Every night this week, well, last week...
You were on the air for 3 days last week.
Oh, okay. You keeping track, too? Somebody's been slapped.
Don't worry, Phil. Watch this. What are you going to do? Ow!
On his foot. He's got a spike through it.
Well, so, in other words, his mind over matter didn't work.
It did. Why do you say that it didn't? Why do you lie? Why do you lie?
You did, Dean. You were screaming.
What?
Honey, you were screaming bloody murder. That's what the Indians had to keep. I had to slip another Ulysses grab. Go ahead, boys.
Just shut that off! What are you telling me?
You were screaming. Screaming! You went two steps!
You're a liar! You're a liar!
Dean, I'm not lying. You went two steps, and you started to scream.
Honey, you did. You were screaming, and you were screaming like a girl. You were going,
You're a lying whore!
Is that the Chinese? For dove?
Wait a second! Oh!
Yeah, how'd that feel, huh?
Oh, whoa.
She stepped on your foot?
Yeah.
Then why is your foot hurt?
Because she stepped on it? What a stupid...
But doesn't it look like it's more injured than just her stepping on it?
Well, there's a hole in it. So what? Oh, my God, there's a hole in my... there's a hole in my foot. No.
You want to keep going with it?
Yes, I want to keep going. Why shouldn't I keep going with it? This is very compelling radio.
Yeah, but I think guys all... flipping out.
I want to find out where this goes. Because you know something? I noticed something. You know what?
What?
When he thought that he had made it, in other words, when he got off of the steel carpet, he was talking with us, and he was very emotional, but he wasn't in any pain. When I said, look at your foot, and he saw the hole in his foot, that's when he started feeling the pain.
So you're saying that maybe it did work?
Not the way he thought it would. But in some kind of a reverse way, yeah. We'll be right back with Dean Wheeler as he practices mind over matter, walking along a steel spike carpet, whatever the hell, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, 877-876-7445. Dean Wheeler is with us, along with his lady, Emeralda. You see that you're bleeding badly from the foot and that you have a hole in your foot.
I can see that, Phil, and that doesn't matter, because mind over matter means that it doesn't matter. And I know that sounds silly, but mind over matter means it won't matter. And that means that you can undergo the most radical physical trauma, and you won't feel it. Now, you're telling me that I was screaming, because I don't remember any of it.
Maybe you blacked out.
No, I didn't black out. Blacked out. That's something some baby would do. Do I? I'm not. No. What are they doing?
They're paid through midnight.
All right, boys. Guys. I don't need it. I don't want it.
You have to go back the other way.
I got to go back this way. All right, I have to go back the other way, Phil, and this means I have to do a tribal dance, and I've got to do it on badly injured feet. So, and I also have to do it according to the incantation here, and I also have to do it on my doing a handstand. It's really involved.
Meantime, one of the couples arrived.
One of our couples has arrived, Phil. One of our unification couples has arrived.
Well, aren't you going to continue doing this steel walk?
Yeah, okay, God. I don't want to.
Well, you got to do it. Don't you have to go back the other way or whatever it is?
Hey, Dave, hold on for a minute. Charlie? Yeah? Listen, are we... Take my phone from me. I was listening on the radio coming in here. I heard you on the Phil Henry show. I wanted to say to Phil and we're listening to you coming in, Mr. Henry. Loud and clear. You're coming in loud and clear on PCH on Pacific Coast Highway. And this is Charlie Lemonger and my wife Sylvia here. We come from originally from the Bronx, from Las Vegas. Take that phone away from me.
You want
Mr. Henry to know. And we enjoy the program very much. And these are real Indians. And, all right. I'm now going to go back the other way.
Who's that?
It's one of my friends who's here for the weekend. I will now. Will you guys shut up with the... Please. Please. Don't ever talk to me like that, you weakling. White man, these are the sacred drums. Yeah, sure. All right, you ready? I'm ready. I've got... Grab my phone, please.
We're ready.
Oh, yeah. Louder, Emeralda. When the moon hits your eye. Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you come on?
I'm sorry. I thought it was a different song. I've got to get back into key, and the only way I can do that is if I've got to get into the right temper. And will you shut your mouth? Shut that cheap engine up! You talk to my people that way? Yes! I'll tip you $500. I'm sorry, Phil, but I have to get to a certain tenor, a certain vibratory tenor.
I'm trying to help you.
I know, but you got to do it louder. All right, here we go. This is the unification, and...
You know, it's starting to sound like you don't know what you're doing, this is a big load. Where are you, anyway?
I'm next to the waterfall. Do you mind? Do you mind if I'm next to the waterfall? Let me tell you. Mr. Henry, the waterfall is the... Oh, my God, shut the hell up!
What are you doing? The lion sleeps tonight?
The who does what?
What was the song you're singing?
Eddie, seriously, man, it's really, you're tightening my jaws with that garbage, okay? Knock it off. I didn't know I was doing that.
Yes, that's what you were doing.
I'm trying to find the vibratory...
Yeah, the vibratory tone.
Well, that might be it. I don't know. God. Let me, you know... And don't even know too old to be down here. I'm putting everything in my deck. You know what I'm doing? Who am I? He's out here. I want to see what happened. Well, it's been building up. I don't know what it is, okay?
Okay, tell you what, man. Your whole weekend sucks. Tony Robbins has got my money.
Oh, geez, that's unfair. Oh, that's so unfair. Tony Robbins burned a man alive. He burned feet.
Well, you just put a spike through your own foot.
And, oh, it's so unfair.
And you got Indians, and you can't control anything. You don't know the vibratory tone. You're singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
But I sang it pretty good, didn't I? Dean's got a wonder. Dean sings that really well. Can I do it? I'm too depressed. Go, baby. Go, 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 go.
All right. Thank you, Dean.
Go, 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 go.
Okay, so...
I don't know, man. Did he find the vibratory?
Did he find the vibratory? Not unless it's The Lion Sleeps Tonight or Don't Worry, Baby. I don't know.
No. He goes... God, I can't do it. I wish I knew how.
You don't sing as good as the, you know, Dean, man.
Yeah, right.
You don't. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show coming up. I know we've got some pretty rancid stuff. Oh, David G. Hall and, okay, never. Just David G. Hall's coming up. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. It's very delicate stuff.
Phil Hendry.